Thank you so much. Representative Gremlich has a question for you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Ms. Woodbury. With these other states that you've identified, do you know whether or not they have put forward standards that are more aggressive than what the EPA is currently doing?
So a couple of them have set them at the 70 parts per trillion drinking water standard that the EPA has, but I think it's Michigan is actually doing it at a lower standard, which is their drinking water standard. And the state of Maine disagreed with the EPA on the 70 parts per trillion for a drinking water standard and decided that that was too high. And we set our drinking water standard at at 20 parts per trillion. So we believe we should follow what the state has already done in this area.
Thank you.
Representative Bloom.
Hi, welcome, Sarah. Do you have some insight on the cost or the most efficient technology that would be employed and the technology's limitations for what it can do? I understand there are three.
Yeah, I don't have a handle on the cost of it. But quite frankly, I mean, the answer, and I think Brian mentioned it, is the filters. Like in terms of getting PFAS out of leachate, the technology is filters. The technology is available. It just needs to be installed. And they have to, I mean, obviously they're engineers and they have to calibrate it to the different standards and whatnot. And it might depend on the number of filters and whatnot. But filters in terms of, you know, getting the PFAS out of leachate and things like drinking water, the answer is, you know, carbon filters and stuff like that. Now for, you know, what has happened to the, you know, Songbird Farm and Unity, who you just heard from Johanna and Adam, that's a different issue that, you know, filters in your soil are not going to work. But for things like leachate and drinking water, filters, that's kind of the answer at this point.
May I follow up, please?
Sure.
And so when we filter it out, we're taking out the PFAS and we're having the PFAS in the filtration matter.
Yes.
What would be the disposal method for that matter?
So unfortunately, they would have to be put in landfills. Like, just in terms of general disposal for PFAS right now, they're not great options. The best of the bad options is landfilling, whether that's sludge, whether that's filters, because you're putting it back into a closed system. And in Juniper Ridge's instance, my understanding is it's lined. And so there's at least a level of protection there. And though more of it would end up in the leachate, again, it would end up being a little bit of a circle, but it would take it out of our rivers. It would take it out of our, you know, out of the Penobscot River, out of, you know, the fish, all of that type of stuff. So while, unfortunately, it would end back up in the landfill again, at least that's somewhat of a closed loop and it's not ending back up in the environment.
Are there any additional questions for Sarah Woodbury this morning? All right, thanks for joining us.